from verse 21. Then Peter came to Jesus and asked, "Lord, how many times shall I forgive my brother or sister who sins against me? Up to seven times?" Jesus answered, "I tell you, not seven times, but 77 times. Therefore, the kingdom of heaven is like a king who wanted to settle accounts with his servants. He began the settlement. A man who owed him 10,000 bags of gold was brought to him. Since he was not able to pay, the master ordered that he and his wife and his children and all that he had be sold to repay the debt. At this, the servant fell on his knees before him. 'Be patient with me,' he begged. I will pay back everything.' The servant's master took pity on him, cancelled the debt, and let him go. But when that servant went out, he found one of his fellow servants, who owed him 100 silver coins. He grabbed him and began to choke him. 'Pay back what you owe me,' he demanded. His fellow servant fell on his knees and begged him, 'Be patient with me, and I will pay it back.' But he refused. Instead, he went off and had the man thrown into prison until he could pay the debt. When the other servants saw what had happened, they were outraged and went and told their master everything that had happened. Then the master called the servants in. 'You wicked servants,' he said. 'I cancelled all that debt of yours because you begged me to. Shouldn't you have had mercy on your fellow servant just as I had on you?' In anger, his master handed him over to the jailers to be tortured until he should pay back all he owed. This is how my heavenly Father will treat each of you unless you forgive your brother or sister from your heart."
It's really good to see everyone today, and particularly good to have the children in the service with us today. Now, we are looking at a big Bible word today, and you've already heard it. That word is forgiveness. We might see it up on the screen there, forgiveness. And it is a very long word, isn't it? But it's not just a long word, it's a very, very important word. That's why it's a big Bible word. But before we think about forgiveness, I've got a question for you guys, and maybe for the adults as well, we might need some help from you. Okay, children, can you name these two people on the screen? Hands up. Can you name Oscar? Okay, Woody and Buzz. Do people think that's Woody and Buzz? Yeah, you're absolutely right. That's Woody and Buzz. Buzz Lightyear and Woody from Toy Story. Okay, I've got another question to ask. Can you name anyone? Name these two. Anyone? Okay, let's go at the back. India. That's it. That's Shrek and Donkey. Let's go to the next slide and see if you're right. Absolutely right. Buzz Lightyear and Woody and Shrek and Donkey. Now, if you've seen the films Toy Story and Shrek, I'm sure you'll know that Buzz and Woody and Shrek and Donkey, they have some really big arguments. They love to argue with each other. Guys, put your hand up. This is a bit of an honesty test. Not yet, Heidi. Put your hand up if you've ever had an argument with your brother, your sister, or a friend. Adults as well. If you've ever had an argument. Do you know what? I think everyone's got their hand up here, hands down. Because we all know what it's like to have arguments. We all fall out with people. We argue, and sometimes we say things or do things that really hurt each other. Now, I want you to look at this scenario on the board. Look at the scenario on the board, on the screen. Your friend calls you a horrible name for no reason at all. Okay, guys, how does that make you feel? That happened. What's that, Darcy? Sad. It makes you feel really sad. Anything else? How does that make you feel, India? Angry. That's right. So If someone calls us a horrible name for no reason at all, we might feel sad. We might feel angry. In fact, I think possibly we will want to get our own back. We'll want to call them a horrible name back. It's hard, isn't it? When someone hurts us, but we want to hurt them back. We want to make them feel bad as well. But if we are to call someone a name back, well, it just makes the situation worse. When friends are just calling each other names back and forth, it means the friendship is broken. And it's horrible to have broken friendships. Now, there's something else we can do rather than calling the person a horrible name back. We can say three words. Okay? Three very important words. And those words are on the screen. They are, I forgive you. Those are three really powerful words. I forgive you. And saying I forgive you is powerful because it helps to fix a broken friendship. But let's think for a moment what forgiveness actually means. Now, I want us to think about that scenario where someone's called us a horrible name. Well, to forgive someone means, firstly, that we recognise that they've done something wrong to us. But secondly, we let go of those feelings of anger and revenge. And thirdly, we try to fix the friendship. And it's so much better to have fixed friendships. It's so much better when we don't store up feelings of anger and revenge inside of us. If we have those feelings inside of us, well, they do no good to us whatsoever. So forgiveness is a really, really good thing. Saying I forgive you is really good. But there's a big, big problem here. Forgiveness is really, really hard. Sometimes someone has done something so bad to us, someone has treated us so badly, that we just can't find it in us to forgive them. But Jesus tells us that we must forgive one another. Jesus says that we shouldn't just forgive each other once or twice, but we should forgive one another every single time someone does something wrong. So forgiveness is not only hard, in fact, forgiveness sounds almost impossible. But Jesus gives us a story. He tells us a story that we just heard from Sam that helps us to forgive and shows us why we should always forgive. And it's called The Story of the Unforgiving Servant. And I'm going to ask Jo to come up because she's now going to tell us the story.
Our story begins with a very important and powerful king. One day, the king called for one of his servants. His name was Servant Chris. Servant Chris owed the king lots of money. 10,000 bags of gold, in fact. That's millions and millions of pounds. Servant Chris had spent all of the king's money and came to the king with nothing.
Servant Chris?
You have spent all my money. Because of what you have done, you must go to prison. And I will sell everything you own to pay it off. Pay off all of your debts.
Please, please be patient with me. I will repay you.
Because I am a kind and merciful king, I will forgive you what you owe me. You no longer need to pay all the money back. Take this ribbon as a mark to show that you are forgiven. Go. You are free.
Servant Chris couldn't believe the kindness of the king. Wow, the king had forgiven him and he no longer owed the king the huge sum of money. He left the king feeling an incredible sense of relief. But as he was walking out of the king's palace, he saw another servant who owed him 100 silver coins. That's about £500.
Hey, you! Oh. Yeah, you. Pay me what you owe me.
Please be patient with me. I will repay you.
No. You will go to prison until you pay back every single penny you owe me.
Servant Chris had him thrown in prison. When the king heard what Servant Chris had done, he called for him.
Servant Chris. Yes, king? I forgave you the large sum of money you owed me. Yet you couldn't show the same forgiveness to someone else. Because of your wicked behaviour, I am sending you to prison.
Brilliant. Thank you very much, guys. Right, I'm now out of character, so I'm no longer Servant Chris. Thank you.
Wow. Servant Chris was shown amazing forgiveness by the king, wasn't he? Now, Jesus told us this story to show us how important it is that we forgive one another. You see, Jesus wanted us to see that we're in the same situation as Servant Chris. That's me. At the very beginning, you see, Servant Chris, he owed the king thousands and millions of pounds. He owed the king so much money. And it would have been fair and it would have been just for the king to put Servant Chris into prison, to make him pay it back. But guys, at the very beginning of the story, what did the king do? Finley, can you remember? Right at the beginning, when Servant Chris owed the money, what did he do? He didn't throw him in jail straight away, did he? No. You're right. At the very beginning, if you remember, the king forgave Servant Chris what he owed. He let him go free. And the Bible says that we've all done wrong against God. We've treated him badly. And the Bible says it would be fair and right for God to punish us. That would actually be the right thing to do for what we've done to him. But the wonderful news is that God is like the king. The king showed big forgiveness to Servant Chris. He told him he didn't have to pay back that money. He let him go free. And in the same way, God shows us big forgiveness towards each one of us. He offers us forgiveness to everyone, to all of us, and the opportunity for us to be in a fixed friendship with him. And this, guys, is really big forgiveness. And God's forgiveness cost him a great amount. Because the only way God could forgive was by sending his son Jesus into the world to pay for all the wrong we've done. Jesus paid for that sin, the Bible calls it, by dying on the cross. And because Jesus died on the cross, we are forgiven. And so, guys, when we put our trust in Jesus, we can know that we are completely forgiven. We're in a fixed relationship with God. And that brings us great relief. It should make us really happy. It should make us really grateful. And because we've been shown this big forgiveness, it means that we should show forgiveness to others. We shouldn't be like Servant Chris, who refused to forgive the servant straight after being forgiven by the king. But as we said at the beginning, forgiveness is really hard. I hope you can see that when we've seen and we know how much we've been forgiven by God, that we should always forgive others. Well, perhaps you're someone here who doesn't know God's big forgiveness. Well, if you'd like to know more about that, we'd love you to come back here on a Sunday, or we run a Christianity Explore course on a Wednesday. We'd love you to ask us more about God's big forgiveness. Perhaps you're a Christian here, and you find it difficult to forgive. You're struggling to forgive someone, perhaps a family member, or someone at work, or a friend who has really hurt you. Well, I hope that we can see today that knowing God's big forgiveness means that we can and we must forgive others. Guys, you have been really, really good. Thanks for listening. I'm now going to pass back over to Sam.